Sorry.
Okay, yeah. So he segued, this is the first place that he segues off into the topic. It's hard to know which he wanted to speak about, which not. No, it's normally the next 30-odd prokim are Beer Seamus, and every so often he goes off onto a topic. So here's going off from the concept of tzela. Hikshali ish chacham zelo shanim kushik daila. Someone asked me, a wise man asked me a question which has been bothering for a long time. So lizbeinin bekushu, which was said in Bifiruka. You need to think into the question and into the proposed answer that I'm going to give. V'koydem she'eska kushi piruka oima. So first of all, I just want to make a hakadama to the points I will make. Ki kfar yada kol ivri, ki shem Elohim, mishtatev lelokai, v'lamalochim, v'lashayf demaniga medinas. So the word Elohim means a leader, a judge, a malach. It also can be used Elohim as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ukvar bir unkel sager ki amro v'yisem kelohim yodea toy v'ra roitz ben yachrin v'amos sahoin ki rav revaya. So he teaches that it means you will be kelohim yodea toy v'ra. Doesn't mean a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it means you're going to be like a big judge or justice. You're going to know how to decide Tov and Ra. That is going to be a sort of a hakdama to a pirush that's going to develop. So first, let's bring the kasha. Ama makshe. Yeroa mipshuto shel kosov. Ka kavona rishayne ba odam shia kisha ba lechayim. Ein secheloi v'loi machshava. L'chura, if you read the psukim, it sounds that Adam did not have any type of das because he didn't know right and wrong. So until the chet of Eitz Hadas, he didn't seem to be, to have the awareness, let's call it a moral awareness. V'lo yavda ben atay ben ara, v'kash ahimra, when he rebelled, when he did wrong, hey v'lo mer yazeh, so this rebellion gave him, this wrongdoing gave him the biggest mila. V'hu, shetila zeis hakara nimtzeis banu, that awareness, asheya nichwa nyonetzen banu, which is the most worthy of all our faculties, which is to be able to know the difference in right and wrong, ubonis atzen. V'zeh pele. That seems to be something that's absurd, that the punishment for doing wrong is that he got the seichel. It's like there's some sort of myth. There was a person who rebelled and did terrible things. The gods changed him, and he was made into a star. I don't know if he's referring to a specific myth or it's just an imaginary kilo. Someone said that. It doesn't make any sense. So Ram says, I'm paraphrasing it. I'm bringing out the points that I think are salient. This was the person's question. So listen to what I'm going to answer. Amarna, I said, you who, like with your first, on first glance, thinking that you understand something, Torah, which is the sefer that the moral sefer for the Rishonim and Achronim, for everyone. But when you spend a little time, when you have left over from drinking and making out with women, as if you'd be reading a history book or like poetry. It's not the way you think, this is the way it's going to be. So I'm always astounded by, first of all, the person's question, he says, is a very important question. He says this is a very, kushik dola. The question is not a light question. It might be quite an obvious question, but it's a very fundamental question. And yet the Rambam knocks it, you know, he lands a broadside. So I don't know who the person, we don't have a record of who the person that asked it, so it could be the person just deserved it. I once heard a phrase. I had a Rebbe, Rav Kagan Zichron Avracha. He was the father of Rav Kagan, who was the Rosh Yeshiva Yibad L'Chaim Tovim in Denver, and he had a son who was in Pittsburgh. He was a very chashev yid. And he told me once he learned in Radin. He learned in Radin by Rav Naftali. He came there as a young boy. I guess they held him to be a big Baal Kishron, and it was a 13-year-old that came to this big yeshiva and trying desperately to sort of to make himself a place. So he listened very, very intently to Rav Naftali's shir, and he burst out with a question. So Rav Naftali told him, "Das nishkin erlich akasha." It's not an honest question. So he ran it through again and again and again, but it was a good question. And I don't understand where it's wrong. I think I'm asking. He said, "I didn't say it's a bad question. I said it's not an honest question. In other words, the question is objective, a good question. You asked it not because you're searching for the truth, but because you needed to prove yourself." That was the way. In other words, the Rambam, I think, wants to make it clear. There's the objective philosophical truth. That's wonderful. And we're going to talk about it and the question of the question. But there's another dimension to a dialogue. And that is, what's your input? What are you trying to do? Are you searching for truth? Or you're hacking? Or you have an angle? It's interesting. The Rambam points out this nekuda about the personal integrity in it. And that's why he said, "I want to tell you the question needs to be discussed, but your attitude and your approach to these things is dead wrong." That's a fascinating part about the Rambam. I can't imagine that in today's academic world, who the people hold up the Rambam as the enlightened rationalist, would throw out somebody for lack of Yerushalayim or a lack of, emotional honesty. That's hard to believe there would be such a... Okay. Now, he goes to his stats. V'zeh, ki ha-seichel ashe yishpia loika la odom u'shle musa achrein, hu ashe yigia lo nekoi merusai. The das, this seichel, that is the ultimate odom, is the seichel that Adam had before he did Avera. That's the only reason our Kadosh Baruch Hu had any shayches to Adam. It says, how can you entertain the fact that Adam had no seichel, and our Kadosh Baruch Hu told him what to do, what not to do? I mean, our Kadosh Baruch Hu was not busy rounding up cattle. Ubeseichel yavd Adam emes hasheker. Adam seichel understands if it's emes hasheker. V'zeh hoya nimtzo ba'al shei musaf tamusa. Adam had it. Omnom hamiguna v'hanoa b'mforsam aslov muskolos. So let me explain what I think is the Rambam's mahalach, and then we'll see it inside. Let's say somebody's building a house, and so he presents a plan, and the engineer knocks it, and the architect knocks it. The engineer says that if you plan to use this room as a big room to have a lot of people over and this and that, the support of the columns is not enough to handle a crowd of this size, who are going to be engaged in dancing, possibly. That's what the engineer says. The architect says it doesn't have the right feel for a place of having a lot of people. The engineer comes with a certainty, and he's either right or wrong. The equations pan out or don't pan out. There's no machlokas. Machlokas is so if somebody, if an engineer says it will work, so then how did you calculate it? What did you assume? You know the what value did you give this, and we can work it out. When you come along and say it doesn't feel right, so it's a real hagasha. Somebody who is a master architect will be able to have a feel for what most people will not find good, but he can't quantify it. I once worked in a long, long time, and it's the same person actually working on it, on the Sidurim and the printing, and he told me there are things people like in the print and things people don't like, even though they themselves don't know why. And he pulled out two sheets that looked to me almost identical, and he said, which one would you rather have? I looked at it, and I said, I don't know, I like A better. Why? I thought, I really don't know, I just like it better. So he said, 90% of people answer like you, and I'll tell you the difference. The difference is very minor differences that you couldn't detect. But tachlis, the impression it makes is different. So a person has faculties of seichel, and a seichel is done with certainty and with klei hagdaras. And then a person has a sense, call it intuition, whatever, however you want to call it. So one of them is called Amitius and Sheka, and one is called Mefursamos. Mefursamos means why are things that are not symmetrical off, because 95% of people can't stand it. So we assume that there's a mahalach to it, but it's not nitfas that way. So he says like this, Omnom ha-migune v'ha-noe, hu b'mefursamos lo miskolos. The word migune v'noe, appropriate, inappropriate, is something which belongs in the framework of mefursamos, meaning widely accepted. So when I say something's inappropriate behavior, why is it inappropriate behavior? Because ask any normal, healthy person, 98% of those people will tell you this is not appropriate. A person doesn't say Hashemayim Kadurim Noeh, that round heavens is an appropriate idea. V'loy ha'aret shtucha meguna, flat earth is ugly. Avo yom emes v'sheka will say it's either correct or incorrect. V'chemish l'meina yom ala koishit v'ala botel emes v'sheka. On something which is true or empty, we'll say emes v'sheka. V'ala noya v'miguna toivara. The word tov and ra, to us, we say it regarding those areas that are intuitive, but not, we're not aiming on its seif dava. Ubeseichel yeda ha'odom ha'emes min ha'sheker. Seichel distinguishes between emes and sheker. Bezeh ben yonim ha'skolim kulam. Anything that falls under the realm, within the rubric of the rational, will either be true or false. Those are the two values. Because hoya shleimus in yonam v'tamusa, v'hu machshavto miskolois, ashenema b'bavurim et chasrei mat malikim. So if, when Adam was shalom, and he had his machshav and intact, and in a way where it says the chasrei mat malikim, lo yehoyla koyach lishtanz v'sof v'shum panim v'lisigam. He didn't live with appropriate, inappropriate. There was right and wrong. In other words, he addressed it. It's the way a scientist addresses things. There are things that are wrong, things that are right. My father's Ren Evracha, it was fascinating. He couldn't say Musa Shmuzen. He didn't like Musa Shmuzen, and like the bottom line, it was hard to. He wasn't very expressive, you know, in these things. But it was like, by him, I don't say something. If you're not supposed to do it, so you're not supposed to do it. And if you have to do it, you have to do it. Like what you know, the question is to determine, sometimes it's a close call, is this something I should do, should not do? But if I have to do it, I have to do it. And so if I add a half hour full of mishalim and stories and jokes and stuff, that makes it better. Like, I don't get it. Like, that was his bottom line. Like, I don't see it. You know, he was a very seichelig person, and by him, like, the decision was not how hard it is, but am I supposed to do it? Am I not supposed to do it? If I'm supposed to do it, then everything else is irrelevant. Then the question is just how to do it. But it's a certain, it's a tfisa that's hard. It's not, you know, this is, it causes a human being. So Gilui Arayos was wrong. It wasn't something that had a creepy feeling to it. You know, he didn't live, his measure of good and bad was Emes HaShekel, like Emes HaShekel with us. Because Shemora v'notol tavois of the Mirinus, v'anois chuchva gashmis, k'moy shomai ki toi v'eitz d'mach v'sev v'nayim, nenash v'sheshulo l'asoga yesichlis. His einish was, it went down from seichel. So let's go back again to our example with engineer and an architect. Before they developed very quantified engineering, somebody who was used to building would look at a building and say, you know, it's not going to stand. It's just not going to stand. And I ask him, well, how do you know? He says, trust my instincts. It's not going to stand. They didn't have it. So even somebody who's used to things, somebody's a good shot, knows how to take a shot. He doesn't need to be able to measure velocity and ballistics. He has an instinct for ballistics, despite the fact that he doesn't have a seichel of it. I once watched a video clip, you know, like a Flos Abore. They had these mountain goats in I think they're at the Dead Sea, when they're just, like, as soon as they're born, within hours, they're very agile climbers, and they had one running away from a fox, I think, or fox or something, and it jumped from one point on a cliff to another point on a cliff. And so besides the dexterity and so on, but it requires major calculation. In other words, to be able to get the right push off here and going at the right angle. I mean, you're talking about a tiny ledge this thick here, thick to here. So the thing doesn't, no calculus. It didn't take calculus, but it's built with a feel for what type of jump. And this is literally, it was born a few hours before. So that's a lower level of tfisa. When I know it instinctively and intuitively rather than intellectually. So upneizem mar be mitzvah shebavur sichlet tzuvaba v'igil asagum for somis v'nishka b'hizganos u'bisnos. And so basically his life of good and bad became a sense of feeling. In other words, he didn't know that being naked is not good. He felt creepy. All of a sudden he realized that he's in a different world now, where his faculty for right and wrong is in the world of intuition and feeling rather than perception and grasp. Was yoda shir mashavu lo shemenu, and then he realized what he lost. Obeiz inyan shav, v'lo zenema v'yisim kelokim yodei tevira, kor lohim yodei tevira. Lo mi yodei shekev emes esiga shekev emes. In other words, in the world of achreach, in the world of, you know, absolute, that's tov and shek and emes, not tov and ra. And that's when he realized they're naked. It doesn't say they opened their eyes and they saw that they're naked. They knew they were naked. They saw the same thing. It wasn't like they were blind before and they didn't know that they were naked. They realized something had happened to them. They lost something. The he had this sense of gnus, which he never had before. Vidai says, Ki zois hamila, ritzayin leima pokoach, lo tipol bishumponim ela inin golos yediyah, laros chush yisharish. The word pokoach is something that deals with a chush, rather, with a yediyah rather than a chush. Let's take, first of all, you see it in the Gemara. The Gemara uses pikeach for a smart person, a wise person. Pikeach, a seeing, a blind, a seeing person. Let's take a very simple example. When I look at something, and it's, so my eyes allow a certain amount of light rays in, they strike different things on the eye, and so on. That is physical seeing. But there's no sight yet until the brain forms an image. And the brain will never forms images. The brain is not just a piece of film. The brain is actively forming the image. I remember, I don't know, way back, way when I used to read mysteries when I was a kid. So I don't remember who was. I think I remember who was, where, like, the detective told somebody, you know, it was one of these famous, it wasn't Sherlock Holmes of that type, that people don't see everything. And the guy said, what are you talking about? He said, has anybody visited you today? Nobody. Are you sure? So he left. He said, 15 minutes ago, the mailman was here and gave you letters. Ah, yeah. So he said, but it didn't register because, the mind makes a decision about what registers. And therefore, things that are not in your world and not of interest to you, a person reads a newspaper. In my days, when there were newspapers and they read them, so there were people that you'd ask them, is there anything about the stock market in the paper? They said, no, they've covered the games and the playoffs and the World Series. I don't know, maybe there is. I just don't know. And then another person would say, you'd ask them if there's a bull game. I have no idea, but, you know, they really, it's like, well, it's amazing. I get the farm markets, I get these markets, those markets. If it's not your world and it's not of interest to you, you actually don't see it. And because seeing is not just what the eyes pick up. It's what the brain interprets. And then part of the brain's job is to screen out the stuff that you're not interested in and leave the stuff you're interested in. So they said, so vayifkach elehim elekim eseneho, osti pokach nein ivrim pokach azayim leishma, ke omra sheinayim lam lezaro. So you have pikach for zayim, you have it for in ivrim, you have it for a seichel, bardas, a pikach. The pikchus is a function of the mind's perception. So, means that they came to realization because they all of a sudden had a sense that they never had. And they realized it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu traded in the sense of Seichel and Das for the sense of what he calls Mefursamos and so on. Avol, Omral Odom, it says, Mishane Ponev et Hashalcheihu. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Panav, the Pasuk in Iov, and what does that mean? Mishane Panav, you change his face. Pirusha Biuroi, Kasha Shine Magamas Panav, Mishane Panav Ashachev, sorry, when Adam changed Panav. So he says, Kasha Shina Magamas Panav Shulach. Panav means direction, like, lemata poiner. Panay means to, where are you facing to? So the words, the person's panim is the direction that he's facing towards. So when Adam changed direction, that's when he sent out of Gan Eden. V'amar kasheshina pnoise v'kimo dovah shekodem latzivah shleichav ne'elov, shulach me'gan Eden. So he changed course. He stopped doing what was right. He was sent away. V'zeh ha'oynesh ha'doymeh le'meri mida k'neged mida. And the Rambam says the oynesh fit the avera perfectly. Why? He was given a very comfortable setup in Gan Eden. This Gan Eden is arguably a very, very good setup. And then we started running after his dimya, k'mo shaman of ochel mashuzim ocheloi, nimlo mimena kol, v'schayev lecho l'apokshem v'maychol, asher koydim mozim, v'af gam zoyis achal v'v'teira, k'mo shaman v'koy zedat t'asmiachol v'zeis achecho. V'biya v'oma v'shalchei Hashem l'kim m'gan eid l'avaz ha'doma, v'shrei k'behem zu m'zoyno v'rei v'nyonav, v'chom achal t'seis v'asoda, v'oma v'az ha'inyan odem v'kor v'ayol v'nim sh'gerim v'snipo. So he doesn't elaborate so much with what his onish is exactly. I think I pick out two things over here, two nekudas that are going in the same direction from this psukim and the way they pick the onish. First of all, Adam's perfect nivra is seichel, emes, and sheker. Our pure, untainted mind can be mafchen between emes and sheker. That's the closest midah to Rebbein Shalom, because Akash Baruch Hu is Emes, and that's Chaysam Shakash Baruch Hu, and our ability to understand Emes and this and discern Emes from Sheker is our biggest faculty. The enemy, the enemy to Sheker is not that we lie, brazenly you owe me another $1,000 or whatever it is. Emes and Sheker in its strong form is Emes and Surah Emes. This looks good. This looks amazingly good. But it's Dimyan. It's not Emes. And that is the Emes and Sheker we're talking about. So Adam was told, so somebody gives a person a diet, strict diet, you have terrible problems, whatever it is, you can only eat A, B, or C. A, B, and C are very good for you, D and F are very bad for you. So at the person's been a ish seichel, so A, B, and C would look appealing and appetizing, D and F would look like poison to him. But we don't function like that. We allow Dimyan to play a role in it. And therefore, other stuff gets put into it also. A person who has no business acumen and is not going to do well in business. But sometimes a person has great business acumen, but his greed, it drives him so hard that he begins to make terrible mistakes, and he begins the greed messes up his ability to see. So instead of seeing the deal for what it is, if it's a good deal, it's a bad deal, he sees the mansion that he's building or the yacht that he's buying, and he doesn't see the deal anymore. That's the koach of sheker, the dimyan. So when Adam brought that into himself or expressed it, whatever it is, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, your level of sichli is going to go down a notch, and you're going to be more daima to Baal HaChayim. You're not going to function with emes and sheker anymore. You can't be trusted. Two, you're going to live close to Baal HaChayim because you are closer to Baal HaChayim. If a Baal HaChayim has to munch for food, you also have to munch for food. And then he finishes off the parak. Yishtabach Baal HaRotzon Shalei Tusak Tachlis Chavonosach Chachmosay. And once again, I'm always very, very nostalgic from the Rambam. This is a hard peric of, kind of very philosophical like this. Look at the way he finishes it. The Rambam's sichlius was Kaddish. He wasn't cold maskil, He lived his Kesher Kadosh Baruch Hu with this type of Seichel and Das. I'm always very, very moved from these things. Okay, any questions, any points?
What's the, where's the, it seems like the Rambam is saying that subjective things like beauty, let's say, would have no place in a tzivui. I think he drew that line between a tzivui and emes. So what about something like Hiddur Mitzvah, Esrel, the Hadar?
So I think, so what's your problem with hidden mitzvah?
It sounds like Noah and Tov have a place even in the Deraisa realm.
So they have a place on the outside. In other words, the you know, listen, the materials that the Mishnah was made out of were the nicest materials. They weren't just a coincidence. It was gold and silver and diamonds and so on. It's just like, let's take an example. Whenever beauty is looked up to in the Torah, Rachli Meinu, Yosef Atzadik, etc. So imagine everything in the Bria, when it's Bishlemus and Panemius, has a Chitzayistik Yoifi. So when you have an apple that smells a certain way and looks a certain way and has a certain feel to it, it's not an artifice. It's Panemiistic goodness to eat expresses itself in Chitzayis, and they walk hand in hand. And that's a good simon. I guess we're putting the Bria things that smell good and look good, but derechlal are good. And it's a shlemus, something that is a koyan who's a bal mum, might be very big tzaddik. He can't be over in the mizmik. The flip side is the problem, that where I substitute one for the other, if I take a piece of old meat and I paint it red and put a smell on it that it just smells fresh, and I present it, that's when it's bad. So Adam knew that Eitz HaDaas was bad. There's no way in which it should have gotten a color of nice. So when Yoifi is added onto it, then it's a certain Shleimus Mitzad Emes also. It's Emes that a Beis Medrash should be the nicest place in town. It's Emes. It's part of the Shleimus Hadava. But when, you know, it's when it becomes corrupted and I only go with my smell and my taste, that's when I start having problems.
So the Rambam means that before he ate from the Eitz HaDaas,
yes,
had a musig of Tov and Ra, just a
correct.
Tov
and Ra. And then, correct. But it all, he could weigh, say, what's the appropriate, what's right? You know, how much should a person give? What should he give? It's much more of a dilemma. Somebody is trying to do a presentation. So the tzura of it is part of it. But if the person focuses on the tzura and not the teichen, and it's then that's where he's going only with Meguna and you know, with Mforsamos instead of with Amitius. Okay, good. So okay, set us all in Perek Yom Hashem. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody. Call it tough.
Shabbos, thank you.